So we are gathered here March 26, 2019. Today is the fourth year anniversary of the illegal Saudi war on the oppressed poor people of Yemen. And we are here in Ottawa, in Canada, and we have people that came from different provinces and cities gathered to stand in solidarity with the oppressed people of Yemen that are having a genocidal war against them for the last 4 years. It's a continuous bombardment and blockade. So as we see on the news all the time, and it circulates around social media, is that we get all kinds of pictures of dead children, hospitals that are destroyed, homes that are destroyed with the families inside, schools are destroyed overall, and the education is pretty much like on pause in a lot of places. Famine is very much one of the highest in they say in the history. You got diseases that are spreading, cholera. Medicine is very difficult to get inside Yemen, inflated prices inside Yemen. And we as Canadians, peaceful people, people that live in diversity, that care about humanity, we cannot stand silent to these war crimes that are happening by the Saudi regime and their coalition. Stop arming Saudi Arabia!
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 Canada, stop arming Saudi Arabia!
Canada, stop arming Saudi Arabia! So, this genocidal war is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. United Nations have said this. Red Cross, all types of organizations in the world have said this. And we cannot remain silent, as I said. Our government in Canada here is accomplices in these war crimes. They are selling them arms, okay? What kind of arms? If somebody has a poster of the arms, they can bring it over here, please. If you can bring it up here, if anybody has a poster of the so-called jeeps, the Prime Minister called them jeeps. The brother over there has one, if you can just bring it over here. Yeah. Thank you. So this is the jeep, guys. So Prime Minister one time was asked in an interview, why does he sell these LAV 3s to the Saudi regime, that they're known for all their types of human rights violations and war crimes in Yemen. It's obviously not limited to just Yemen, by the way. You guys know that in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia, what they've done there, right? They've circulated people, they've intimidated them, they've threatened them, they've killed them, they've wounded people. Not too long ago, they did a big atrocity there and they killed Sheikh Nimr. Everybody knows about that. Till now, they have not gave back his body. The most basic right of a human is to get his body back, right? To be buried like a normal human being. Even if you think that he's not a good person or he's committed a crime, he still has a right to his body and his parents to have a funeral and a normal burial. Shame, shame, Saudi!
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 Okay, inshallah. So also, you know, in Bahrain, they've also intervened on March 14th, years back, and they intervened with the GCC and they suppressed the peaceful protesters of Bahrain. They were having peaceful protesters asking for basic reforms, and the Saudi regime came inside, suppressed the people, and these weapons that the Canadian government, our government, is selling to Saudi regime are being used against the innocent people of Yemen, Bahrain, Eastern Province, and we don't know what's next. We don't know where they're giving these weapons. They've already given them to mercenaries inside Yemen, other countries that they have contracted with, like Sudan, where their president is a war criminal, he's wanted by the International Criminal Court. So the Saudis, they have no limits with their human rights violations. We know what they did. We know what they did to the journalist, the well-known journalist that was a Saudi citizen. They They cut them in pieces. They use the chainsaw in their own consulate in a sovereign country like Turkey. So as we know that, you know, it's pretty clear now that the Saudi regime has no respect to international law or human rights or any law whatsoever. So this contract with the Saudi regime is not lawful. It's not justified in any way, Mr. Trudeau. So you choose, Mr. Trudeau. Justin, you decide. Justice or genocide?
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 No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
Okay, so now we will be heading over to the Saudi embassy. They're known for all their atrocities.